the Torah tells us, Osivaru Ish Bechol Moshe Rosechem Biyom HaShabbat. So, the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a biblical prohibition, and now, of kindling a fire. And, in fact, that's what they say, the Ish was created on Motzei Shabbat, for 36 hours since man was created, they had a light. And after Shabbos is the first time, and they had the measure says sticks and stones and Boy Scouts, and they made the fire. So Osubaro H for a long time meant not to kindle fire. And that's what it meant. And basically a fire gives light, gives heat, and it consumes. It wasn't until years later Thomas Edison came along and instituted the light bulb, which raised the question, is a light bulb Osivaru Ish? Because on one hand, a light bulb gives light a heat, but it's not all-consuming. So how do we know if it's defined as an Ish? There's a beautiful Avnei Nezer that says that we see by the snap, I see the snap burning, and it's not consumed, and yet it's called an Ish. So therefore, we see that we assume the light bulb, and that's the incandescent light bulb, that's a burning filament, so that's a biblical prohibition on Shabbos. Besides the general issue of what electricity is ever prohibited, the debate in terms of which prohibition it falls under. But that's the light bulb, and then we have a burning, the Gemara talks about Achela Shamateche, a burning metal, so we already have allusions to that. So, the prohibition, Mosubaro H. Bechol Moshe Rosechem, never changes. There is a biblical prohibition to kindle light, to make flames. The question is, what does it entail? So, it definitely entails making a fire. And then we assume with electricity as well, an incandescent light bulb, that's a biblical prohibition as well. In fact, Rav Chaim Moser used to make Abdullah over it to show that it was a real din of fire, because there was some confusion when it came out. Maybe electricity is already considered an Ish, but the bottom line, it's accepted in that we don't turn out light. We don't turn on light on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So the question is the application. So then you had all the questions of the refrigerator, from the questions of opening the door to the light going on, a psik resha. Then you had the question of opening the door and causing the motor to go on earlier. You have the no frost fridges. Some of the new ones have. Like Yavdachela Shamateches, it involves a biblical prohibition. So we'll get into it, the topic Sigresha. And then you have the thermostat. So we that supposed Kim Wright, that if you don't have Kavana to change the flow of electricity, so then you know what would be a problem. So throughout the generation, we have to know how to explain both the Baro H. Bechol Moshe Rosechem, and as well as with where electricity falls in. So today we're moving to we already moved to the next stage of product. It's known as the Amazon Echo, the Google Home, in terms of Alexa. Today we have a lot of voice activation. So generally speaking, we're always talking about an action in film that Losasikol Malacha. In order to violate Shabbos on a biblical level, you have to do a malacha. So, the question is, I could talk to my Alexa and say, Alexa, turn on the light. Or Alexa, turn on the light even before Shabbat. I want to turn on, assuming you're using electric lights for Friday night candles, you can. Or Alexa, bake me the matzah. In other words, the question is, is that considered my mice? I mean, no, it's always been that that's why telling a guy to do something is only a rabbinical prohibition because you're not doing it. So the question is, what about if I'm telling Alexa to do it? Is it like telling someone else to do it and it's not me doing it? Or is it considered like the same way I go to the light and I turn the switch on, if I get Alexa to do the same thing, so is that considered my action or not? So we have to go through, as always, we have to go back to the principles in the Gemara, in Shas, and find out, do we have any precedent that Dibor is considered a Maisa? So, it's an interesting rush in Arvei Sachim, which talks about, he quotes a tradition that Moshe Rabbeinu died, David Joseph died, Shabbos late in the day, and therefore we say he's Tzidkas V'Tzedek. But he says he doubts the origin of that minhag because he quotes a Medrash that says by Hayom that we learn out that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote 13 Sifrei Torah on the day of his death. So if the day of his death was Shabbos, you know there's an Isra of Tziva. Therefore, he rejects the custom. However, the Chasam Sofer says no kasha. We have a tradition that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the 13th Sifrei Torah, and he died on Shabbos. But he wrote it out of the Hashpaz Kulmis. He wrote it through a metaphysical. He said the Shem HaMefer, talking about God's name, and he went ahead and did it. So, at first glance, we see if he would have wrote a Sefer Torah by himself, he would have violated Shabbos biblically. But so we see the fact that he wrote it through the chain by talking, it was okay. So perhaps maybe Alexis, okay. Or you're allowed to, supposed to talk about creating a golem on Shabbos. Seems to be just the same thing. Or the Gemara talks about you're not allowed to trap animals on Shabbos. However, let's say I use this shame, I know I can trap the scorpions and the snakes. So the Gemara Rashi says it's okay. You're allowed to do it on Shabbos. So, what about Seda? Apparently, if you do it through Dibor, it's not a problem. So another Raya. There's also a famous Gemara, I think in Yuma, Machokas, Rav Yochanan, and Rav Shokas regarding the Urim, the Tumim. So therefore, we see there as well that one opinion was that that you just have to figure out the cold, the weather that it is, but where it is. And I think that's Rav Yochanan, I believe, and I think Rav Shokas, so there might be mixing up the name, says, no, it's mistarful. You don't have to do anything. So the question is, so it's forming Siva. So could you do it on Shabbos? So we know David HaMelech used the Urim and Thummim on Shabbos. Why isn't it Siva? So apparently it must be that Dibor isn't a Maisa, and therefore it's great. We can have our Alexa, our Google do everything we want for us on Shabbos. However, not so quick. The post can point out it's not really a good connection. Because all of those are fundamentally the Maisa Shamayim, the metaphysical. So basically, you're not doing anything. God's having a nace happen. So that's not you doing. A mitzvah means you do it. A nace means God does it. So therefore, that's not you. That wouldn't be any raya. But here, one could argue you set up a machine to work, so it's no different than pressing the button that the machine goes on. So too, telling Alexa to turn the machine on is also, perhaps that is different. So we don't have a proof in either direction. In other words, we can't prove from here that it's mutter, but the question is it prohibited? And we don't know that it's prohibited either. So that's what the postum assumes that's considered, it's like setting up a machine, and therefore it's prohibited. Are there any proofs to this that if you do a Dibor that creates a Maisa, we consider it a Maisa? So, there's a Gemara in Bava Metzia another machlokas, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, about chasma. Mazda, the classic case of alav shein bo maisa is muzzling an animal. So the Gemara talks about chasma makol. Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish says you're not chayav because it's alav shein bo maisa. Rav Yochanan says you're chayav because akimas basav have maisa. He says, by you, you're causing the same result. So we see it's us, I. So Toz is there, so we're in trouble. What about Lashon Hara? We're going to get a good old-fashioned whipping? No. That's a Lav Sheimbo Maisa because there's nothing attached to the Maisa. So we see from this Gemara, Chasma Kol seems to be a Raya. Another Raya, another Gemara, the Gemara talks about a Tarnagel that they're a glass singing, screeching, like people screech and they break the glass. So we see the Gemara says, so generally speaking, grama b'nezikin is putter. If you do an indirect damage, so therefore, you know, maybe dine adam, your putter, midir shamayim, you might have to pay. So the Gemara says here, your animal does something, yichayiv nezik shalem. All right, what do you mean? Isn't it grama b'nezikin? Well, but then we see, no. Your speech creating a maisa is like you doing it, it's like, you doing it directly. It wasn't a grama. The animal directly did it, and therefore, whatever, it will be classified as mazik. So, if a person does it as well, so therefore, again, we see another case where talking, creating a maisa, is a problem. And in fact, talking about new technology, we could go into the whole Bishul Akum discussion. The Rama, the Machaba writes about Pas Akum, even blowing on the fire, throwing in a twig. The Rama even says about Bishul Akum. So there was, I think what they call it, Yehuda Shane. The Shane, on a Shane effect that he made up. Let's say you can't make it to China, Russia, or wherever. So you set up a phone where you call in and you press a button and you get the oven to go on. So presumably as well, you speak into the phone and the oven goes on, that should also work. So again, so we see a zebra that creates a maisa is considered your maisa. We consider official Yisrael. There's another discussion there about glow bars, which Rav Heinemann's make so that the bowl stays in there beforehand. OU doesn't like it. Rebelski, two reasons they don't like it. Number one, it doesn't ever become part of the fire. It doesn't turn it into a Bishul Yisrael. And also, you're doing that first as opposed to putting the Bishul Yisrael having the afterwards. Either way, that's what we see from Diva creating Maisa. And even if you want to argue that it's a grumma, we find also, even though normally Malechus Machshavet usually a coup on Shabbos, but here we see the Gemara talks about that if an animal, let's say you light a fire and the wind blows the fire. So the halacha is that it's grabam in the zikin. Yet the Gemara says if you do that on Shabbos, not with the fire, you do zora, you throw up the shaft, the wheat, you're separating, so you chayev, it's grumma, it's a koach acher. So we see Shabbos is different. See, all our exceptions we have with all the other technologies, our davar shein ha-mitchaven, sik reisha, a melacha shein ha-tzricha l'gufa, those are all things you don't want to happen, or you don't care. Here you're definitely doing it because you want. Hello? That's the issue. So we see by Melechus Machshavet, that's a bigger, it's usually a coup of a Heretz Chumra. What about the following question? What about the future of AI? If I could set up the machine through a thought process without saying anything, you could read my mind. Is there a difference between Makshava and Maisa? So we find a distinction in one area, maybe perhaps more by the mud. The Torah tells us, that's why we get a double portion on Friday, because Rashi writes in Maloska, we're concerned about cooking the man, baking the man, etc. So number one, there's a shaila, is that into the baking or cooking? That's a machlokas rishonim, like whether you need an ace to be considered cooking. I guess the machlokas by microwave. Because the Gemara says you could cook by sun. Is it because it's eno kedarko, because there's no fire? Not to mean a microwave is kedarko, but it's not a fire. Machlokas Shlomo Zalman or Moshe. And even if you assume it is a fire, so then what about this activation method? So how is the man activated by dibor? So therefore, it came through dibor. So Tosis Mashma. If the man could have came through Makshava, then it would be okay. But since it comes through dibor, so Tosis points out, Makshava would be okay, dibor wouldn't be. Like we find by Truma. By Truma, it's Tikkun Mana. If you take off Truma, but if you do have a Makshava, it's Mutter. So again, we see a difference between Makshava and Maisas. The only Makshava which is Asu, that's by Hektis, that's because it has to do with business dealings. It's a Mecca from Memka. So in fact, Rav Schechter, Rav Shlomo Miller in Toronto, so not practically speaking, but in theory, it would come out that that perhaps there's room to be more lenient for AI Makshava machines. However, they wouldn't allow it because it's going to take away the Surah of Shabbat. However, you know, to use it in a hospital, to use it in a military base, you know, that's where these things could come up. So we see that voice generating mice is a problem, and by Shabbat it's even worse. The Ruach Achol, you can talk by Zorah. Perhaps Makshava is a little better, but obviously, as who knows, you know, and therefore, if you take it to the logical extreme, then if we are considering a Maisa, then I need a Maisa by the Lakas Nero, so then I could use Alexa. I'm not saying if anyone says that, but that would be the next, or I could use it for, we say it works for Bishul Yisrael to avoid an Isser. We could take it to the next step of Maisa, Mashiach Maisa, and all of that. So those are, so when we start up Lo Tavaro Eish, we start off with sticks and stones and fire and move to light bulbs, metal burning, get into refrigerator questions about the motor, the light, burning the metal, changing the thermostat changing, and then with voice technology, that the prohibition doesn't change, well, Sasako Malacha. We have to know how do you define age, and how do you define malacha, whether Dibor is considered part of the, is Dibor considered a Maisa? These are some of the issues with the new technology, the voice technology, as well as the AI, the thought technology.